Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another great day to celebrate another great achievement by law enforcement. I mean, honest to God, it's one of those reasons to be grateful that we live in the USA. We have people who work every day, every hour, devote their lives to apprehending evil criminals and bringing them to justice, stopping them from hurting other people and destroying our country. You remember those firebombings that took place after the Dobbs decision was announced, the abortion decision by the Supreme Court? One of the aspects of the abortion issue that should not be controversial, it should never be controversial, is the effort by mostly volunteers and very good-hearted people to try to offer alternatives to abortion, not forcing people to take those alternatives, but offering them. And that's why a series of crisis pregnancy centers, and I'm very proud of the fact that I've spoken at fundraisers for a half dozen crisis pregnancy centers. What crisis pregnancy centers do is not to interfere with anybody's choice, but to give them another choice, and the choice is called life, to help counsel and provide support and, if necessary, support with delivering a baby through people who have a troubled or pregnancy that may be initially unwanted. In any event, there were firebombings, particularly in Madison, Wisconsin, one that was extremely destructive, by people who were striking out against crisis pregnancy centers, which hurt no one, only exist to help women who feel that they want that kind of help. Law enforcement has found, after a year of searching, investigators have found the bomber who was responsible for those attacks in Madison. After nearly a year of searching, reports CBS, investigators used DNA pulled from a half-eaten burrito to capture the man they believe firebombed a prominent Wisconsin anti-abortion lobbying group's office. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Madison announced that police arrested 29-year-old Haridindu Sankar Rajchowdhury at Boston International Airport yesterday. He was charged via the complaint with one count of attempting to cause damage by means of fire or an explosive. According to the complaint, Mr. Rajchowdhury used an incendiary device in violation of federal law in connection with his efforts to terrorize and intimidate a private organization, said Assistant Attorney General Matthew G. Olson of the Justice Department's National Security Division. And for all of those people who have bitterness or resentment or distrust of the Justice Department of the United States, of the FBI, of the people who, again, dedicate their lives and sometimes risk their lives. President Trump just spoke in Waco, Texas, the 30th anniversary of the Waco massacre. But what people forget is there were ATF FBI agents who died there, who were shot by the cultists at Waco. And the idea of giving some honor and some credit to the people who managed to keep us safe, it seems to me that makes every day a great day when you look at what has been achieved. There's also this by way of perspective, and my longtime partner on the show, Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, is actually doing a column on this. Why is it that in Israel, that despite the fact that there are terrorist attacks that happen from time to time, they've gotten much more rare, they've gotten much better at heading off the terror attacks, the fact is that murder is far less common in Israel than it is in big cities in the United States. They asked a question in the Washington Post, which Jeremy is writing about. And the question in the Washington Post is, okay, why are school shootings so rare in Israel where guns are such a common sight? And Washington Post wrote back in 2018, most schools maintain only one unlocked entrance that is typically staffed by an armed guard. And the arms are visible, by the way. But the schools have escaped American-style violence in large part because of measures to confront Israel's unique security challenge and not because of efforts to deter troubled youths and lone madmen. The guards are there for other reasons, mainly terrorism, said Amos Shavit, spokesman for the Ministry of Education. He said the guards stationed at schools are under the authority of the police. In large cities, he said, the police and local authority can carry out security patrols around the educational institutions throughout the school day. There are no metal detectors or special door locks or classrooms, and by policy, teachers are not armed. Professionals deal with the security, Shavit said, not the teachers. Israeli security experts also say that gun violence is rare in Israel because privately held guns are so rare. According to data from Israel's Ministry of Internal Security, which registers all gun owners, about 260,000 Israelis, or about 3.5% of the population, have permits to carry firearms. Half of the permit holders are private citizens, and the others work for security firms. Israel has tight age restrictions on private gun ownership. According to an Israeli government website, civilians must be over 27 years old to obtain a gun license, although those recently released from military service are also eligible. Israelis serve in the military from age 18 to 21. And they have a piece in Newsweek, which begins in 1974 at a school in northern Israel town of Maalot. Three terrorists from the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine murdered 22 children. After the Maalot massacre, Israel put into place a nationwide system to fortify and protect all schools of 100 students or more. There have been no other school shootings in Israel since then. Let me repeat that one more time. In 1974, and I remember it so vividly, the Maalot massacre was horrible. The terrorists came in, the murderers, and killed methodically 22 children. But after that happened in 1974, so we're talking about a half century ago, there have been no other school shootings in the state of Israel. The first thing the country did after the Maalot massacre was to make certain that each school had a perimeter barrier and guarded entry points. This in itself makes a school an unattractive target for a deranged would-be murderer. All Israeli schools have a metal fence around them. These fences are high enough that they would be very difficult to climb over. At the entrance to the school, furthermore, there is a guard. The guard is well-trained and is not a teacher or other staff person, since teachers and staff also must be protected. The guard does not let anyone enter the school premises who is not a student, school personnel, or someone else who is clearly supposed to be visiting. Before the school day starts, the guard checks the grounds and the buildings to ensure that no one who does not belong there has somehow entered the school. At larger schools, there are several entrances. Each entrance has a guard. Larger schools also have more exits than entrances, with the use of gates that open only from the inside. Could any of that be done here? We will get to that and more coming up.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To pop culture and from coast to coast, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, when you look at the idea of actually following the Israeli example, not in everything, Israeli politics right now, and the lack of a constitution, which is not something that the founders of Israel ever intended, it just they were in the middle of defending themselves from annihilation. They had been invaded by five different Arab countries, including Lebanon, by the way. Lebanon, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, and Egypt all simultaneously invaded Israel. The same time that Israeli independence was declared. But with everything that Israel has been facing, the idea of getting this school safety thing right is really something that American legislators could learn from. Would it be that expensive to install that situation where every school had a limited number of entrances that you could come in through, and that those entrances were guarded? I mean, if that will eliminate the danger of repeats and copycats and more of the sickness regarding what happened at Nashville. This was someone who spoke on the steps of the Capitol surrounded by other Democratic lawmakers, but it's Ilhan Omar, who probably would, just because of her hatred of Israel, would not take the wise course of at least being inspired or using the example there for school safety. She spoke on the issue of school safety yesterday. This is Representative Omar, the gentle lady from Michigan.
As an American, I'm heartbroken. As a mom, I'm outraged. As a legislator, I am ashamed at the lack of the political will to keep our kids safe from our Republican colleagues. Why is it that as a mom in the United States of America, I have to worry every single day whether my 10-year-old daughter will be shot in her classroom the same way I worried about my own safety when I lived in a war zone?
She lived in a war zone in Somalia. And you'll notice, can we play that again? Because it's extraordinary. She says she's worried about her Republican colleagues shooting kids at schools. I mean, really? This is the kind of thing you get censured for in the House of Representatives. I mean, implying that Republican colleagues are murderers? Listen again. This is Ilhan Omar.
As an American, I'm heartbroken. As a mom, I'm outraged. As a legislator, I am ashamed at the lack of the political will to keep our kids safe from our Republican colleagues. Why is
she says to keep our kids safe from our Republican colleagues. Are they really a menace to kids? No, what she's saying is I'm embarrassed at the lack of will from our Republican colleagues to keep our kids safe. But boy, is that clumsy wording. And meanwhile, John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, was speaking to Merrick Garland on another interchange, another hearing, about the Nashville, Tennessee school shooting. And he asked a very good question of Merrick Garland, the attorney general. This is number six.
General, I want to ask you about the shooting at Covenant School, which is part of the Covenant Presbyterian Church. I realize that the shooter is dead, but the shooter could have had collaborators. Do you plan on opening a hate crime investigation for the targeting of Christians?
The FBI and ATF are both on the scene working with the local police. As of now, motive hasn't been identified, and the police chief said at his last press conference that they don't yet have reached a conclusion with respect to motive. We are certainly working full-time with them to try and determine what the motive is. And, of course, motive is what determines whether it's a hate crime or not.
Okay. Is that a fair enough answer? If it does determine that she is motivated by resentment of some of the Christian teaching that she was exposed to when she was at the school. And she specifically went after Christian believers. Does that classify legally as a hate crime? It probably should and probably does. The Senate chaplain, who's a retired Rear Admiral in the Navy, his name is Barry Black. He offered a prayer in the Senate chamber after the shooting in Nashville.
Lord, when babies die at a church school, it is time for us to move beyond thoughts and prayers. Remind our lawmakers of the words of the British statesman Edmund Burke: all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good people to do nothing. Lord, deliver our senators from the paralysis of analysis that waits for the miraculous. Use them to battle the demonic forces that seek to engulf us. We pray in your powerful name. Amen.
It is ironic that he says it's time to move beyond thoughts and prayers in the middle of delivering a prayer. But do I think it's overstating it to say that when you look at something like what happened in Nashville, that there is a demonic element in that undertaking? There's also a counteraction to demonic forces. And there's a very, very encouraging piece of writing that just appeared in the Free Press website. And written by a reporter named Olivia Rheingold, who I don't know, but I feel like I know her because she echoes some of the background and some of the data that I included in my book, Hollywood versus America, a long time ago. She has a piece called Hollywood's Great Awakening. And the subheading? Jesus Revolution has grossed $49 million in ticket sales so far, besting most of this year's Oscar nominees. Why and what's going on? We'll get to it. Coming up on the MedVed Show.
Entertain your brain every day on the Michael MedVed Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Pope Francis has been hospitalized with a lung infection. The Pope experienced difficulty breathing in recent days. He will remain in the hospital for several days for treatment. Saying the behavior of some passengers in the sky has gotten out of hand, Senator Jack Reed is introducing a bill to make flying safer.
The violence has to stop. 4 years ago, there were about 150 investigations into air rage incidents. Last year, there were 831.
Reed stood with airline workers as he outlined the provisions of his legislation, including the establishment of a no-fly list for passengers that become violent on flights. President Biden is locked in a tight race with top Republicans in hypothetical 2024 matchups. The Quinnipiac poll of registered voters shows Biden leading former President Trump 48-46%, but Biden versus Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has DeSantis up over the president 48-46%. John Schaefer, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Michael Medved show, I mentioned as we were going into the break, my 1992 book, Hollywood versus America. And basically the whole theme of the book was that with its anti-religious, anti-conservative, often anti-military leanings in way back in the 1980s and early 1990s, that Hollywood was not only practicing very one-sided ideological content that was featured in the any movies that had ideological content, and most of them do one way or another, but they were also practicing bad business. One of my most important chapters in that book was a chapter called Forgetting the Faithful. And basically what it talked about is how rarely in Hollywood movies, you see people, recent Hollywood movies, who go to church, who pray, who study Bible, who go to Bible study, who try to have the kind of features in their lives on screen that literally millions of Americans still have in their personal lives. There was a yet another study, and there are always studies about the decline of religiosity. And even though church attendance has declined, it is still the case, according to Pew Research, which is fairly authoritative, that more than a third of Americans go to church, synagogue, mosque, whatever, go to religious services once a month or more. Now, you may say, well, that's not so impressive. It used to be people went to church all the time. Well, a lot of those people, it is more. Go to church and Bible study, whatever. It's a reality in American life. And now comes an article. It's called Hollywood's Great Awakening. that talks most directly about the new film Jesus Revolution, which I loved, actually, and you can go back and find my review of Jesus Revolution. It's a fascinating film, and it deals with the sort of hippie-influenced creation of a whole eruption of people who were getting baptized in the Pacific Ocean, and people led by Lonnie Frisbee, who was kind of a hippie pastor, and then also by Shaw. Kelsey Grammer was playing a, quote, straight-laced preacher who went on to found the Calvary Chapel movement. Jesus Revolution is something of a Hollywood miracle, writes Olivia Rheingold, a religious movie that's actually a hit. Well, that's not so unusual. And when you read the rest of her article, it contradicts the fact that this is so unusual. There's a triumph, and she points out that the film earned back its $15 million budget the weekend it opened, when critics predicted it would gross closer to $6 or $7 million. It grossed over $49 million so far. And that's a triumphant performance compared to the weekend debuts of recent blockbusters like 65, a sci-fi flick with a $91 million budget that made just $12 million, or M. Night Shyamalan's awful thriller, I added the word awful, Knock at the Cabin, which brought in just $14.1 million. Since its release on February 24th, Jesus Revolution has grossed $49 million in ticket sales, besting many of this year's Oscar nominees combined at U.S. box offices. Christian colleges and church groups around the country have been pouring into theaters. One couple in Madisonville, Kentucky, bought out an entire day's showings of the film earlier this month, just so everyone in their town could see it for free. Ever since Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ brought in over $600 million at box offices worldwide in 2004, studio executives have been trying to resurrect its success. Well, they now have a new Mel Gibson film called Resurrection, which is a sequel to Passion of the Christ. No, it really is, with the same outstanding actor Jim Caviezel in the central role. In 2007, Sony launched its own faith-based studio, Affirm Films, which often teams up with Alex and Stephen Kendrick, the brothers. They're from Albany, Georgia, they pronounce it, behind very profitable Christian movies like War Room and Fireproof. Fireproof was a wonderful film, affirming marriage and faith. And they report War Room, which had a budget of $3 million, made $74 million. Okay, if you've invested $3 million and you come back with a return of $74 million, what does that tell you about the best way to make some money reaching that underserved audience, that faith-based audience that is out there? Late next month, Affirm is set to release its highest-budget film yet, Big George Foreman, The Miraculous Story of the Once and Future Heavyweight Champion of the World. It's based on the true story of the boxer-turned-preacher, starring Forrest Whitaker of, it says, of Black Panther fame, but Forrest Whitaker is an Oscar winner. He, and a wonderful actor. And A-list actors now routinely star in films with religious storylines. Mark Wahlberg played another boxer-turned-priest in the 2022 film Father Stu. And Hilary Swank is set to headline Kingdom Story Company's next project this fall, Ordinary Angels, a film about a Kentucky hairdresser who helps cobble together money for a young girl's liver transplant. Jesus Revolution undoubtedly got a boost from its star, Kelsey Grammer, famous for TV hits like Cheers and Frasier, and his co-star, Joel Courtney, teen heartthrob, who previously starred in The Kissing Booth, a successful mainstream teenage comedy. On March 31st, Angel Studios will release its first film in theaters, His Only Son, a biblical drama covering God's command that Abraham sacrifice his beloved child Isaac. The filmmaker David Helling is a Marine veteran who put himself through film school on the GI Bill after returning from Iraq and edited the film himself, completing his special effects and even designing the costumes. And there's more. There's a new film called On a Wing and a Prayer. And the fact that this is going on, Roma Downey, you remember her, Touched by an Angel? Roma Downey, who runs Lightworkers Media with her husband Mark Burnett, creator of Survivor, is releasing a new Christian film on Amazon called On a Wing and a Prayer, starring Dennis Quaid and Heather Graham. Yes, Heather Graham, in a faith-based movie. The other example that they mention here of very successful films was the God Is Not Dead series. And, yeah, they did God Is Not Dead and then God Is Still Not Dead, or God Is Not Dead 2, which was a massive breakthrough. The first film came out in 2014. It racked up over $60 million in ticket sales from a $1.1 million budget. Many film critics later called 2014 the year of the Bible. Look, what is going on here is an indication that despite the fact that there are depressing polls that come out, like that new Wall Street Journal, NORC, National Opinion Research Center poll that we've talked about quite a bit, that shows that patriotism, that religion, that love of family have gone down, those values survive and may thrive again in this greatest nation. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
I'm just shocked.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, but above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
For radio than what high definition will ever do for television.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just a reminder for those of you who want to watch my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, and her monthly webinar about issues concerning marriage and its future and what makes marriage work here in the United States. She's on this afternoon. It'll be 4 o'clock Pacific time. I'll just go to barryshore.com/marriage. And the conversations are always fascinating. I wouldn't miss them. You shouldn't miss them either. That's on this afternoon at 4 o'clock Pacific time. That's right an hour after this show concludes, 4 o'clock Pacific time, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Meanwhile, speaking of Eastern time, President Biden expressed today concern about something very far from home. And again, the president, I think, is sympathetically concerned. At least that's what he seems to express. But it is a shame that he has canceled what people had suspected would be a upcoming trip by the Prime Minister of Israel to the White House. This is what President Biden said earlier. This is clip 11.
Like many strong supporters of Israel, I'm very concerned. And I'm concerned that they get this straight. They cannot continue down this road. Hopefully, the Prime Minister will act in a way that he can try to work out some genuine compromise, but that remains to be seen.
Okay. The Prime Minister has been very direct and made very clear statements about the need for a compromise. And I think it may involve some shakeup of his coalition, but the compromise is coming. Earlier today, Netanyahu was speaking at the Summit for Democracy, and he said this. This is clip 10.
You know, Israel and the United States have had their occasional differences, but I want to assure you that the alliance between the world's greatest democracy and a strong, proud, and independent democracy, Israel, in the heart of the Middle East, is unshakable.
And certainly that would be the attempt if they can work out some compromise. And just to give you a sense of what is involved here, here in the United States, when we select people for the Supreme Court, the president makes the selection, but then the selection has to be ratified by the United States Senate. And some of those ratification fights have been pretty fierce. President Trump did get all three of his appointments ratified, confirmed by the U.S. Senate. The difficulty in Israel is the selection for the Supreme Court comes from a committee, most of whose members are themselves members of the Supreme Court. The others are from the Bar Association. In other words, there is no check or balance in the selection of the court members. And this is one of those areas where compromise is possible. You don't give complete authority to the Knesset, to the parliament, to choose who's going to be on the court. But there should be some buy-in, some approval process, and that's the kind of compromise they're talking about. Meanwhile, there's a new piece over at MSN about Ron DeSantis and some of his challenges. It begins, first came Ron DeSanctimonious, then came Rhino Ron, depicting Governor Ron DeSantis as a Republican in name only. Over the weekend, the world got Ron Dukakis, conflating DeSantis with failed Democratic presidential loser Michael Dukakis. Week after week, former President Donald Trump tries out new nicknames for his one-time protege and now chief rival for the Republican Party's presidential nod. They're part of a growing number of slings and setbacks that for the first time in months have made DeSantis' political future look a bit wobbly. DeSantis has not publicly declared he's running for president, but a few polls showed a recent dip in support for the governor as a presidential contender after he had to revise his position on the war in Ukraine and has faced sustained attacks from Trump. Some donors are reportedly questioning his readiness to take on the former president, according to NBC News. DeSantis is still very much introducing himself to voters, so he does not want to alienate Trump supporters, so it's really tough to navigate, said Alex Conan, a Republican public relations consultant who previously ran Marco Rubio's failed presidential campaign against Trump. At some point, said Conan, DeSantis is going to have to confront him head on. Since last week, morning consult polls have found around 26% of potential primary voters saying they'd choose DeSantis as their nominee, tying his lowest point since the firm began tracking in December. Meanwhile, Trump support has surged in that survey. No other contenders have come close to the two men. Polling at this stage of the race has highly limited value, but as a reminder of the rapid boom and bust news cycles involved in presidential races. One of the things that is, and I had not heard this, the Trump campaign has attacked the DeSantis. A March 16th Daily Beast report cited two unnamed sources claiming that DeSantis in March 2019 ate a chocolate pudding dessert with three fingers, a display of his alleged propensity for eating like a starving animal. DeSantis denied the report in his Piers Morgan interview, saying that he might have eaten that way, he said, maybe when I was a kid, but he denied that he ever uses three fingers to scoop out chocolate pudding. Now, the fact that at this stage in the campaign, things have already gotten that silly, that's not encouraging. Meanwhile, there is a film that is newly distributed and available everywhere for streaming. It is a movie called Marry Me, getting you ready for the marriage seminar that we're talking about, webinar. Here is the review.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Jennifer Lopez plays a pop superstar who, in the midst of an internationally televised concert, impulsively decides to marry on stage a complete stranger from the audience in the new romantic comedy, Marry Me, now streaming on Peacock.
I don't even know her.
We both did this.
We have to embrace the spontaneity of the moment. I don't want to be the punchline.
Well, there is some laughter here and also some smiles, because despite the silly nature of the plot premise, the characters are endearing, and it's fun to watch their relationship unfold. J-Lo is surprisingly strong, showing some of the difficulties of being trapped in your own celebrity. And Owen Wilson is incurably likable as a divorced single dad math teacher, woefully out of place with the New York glamorati. Rated PG-13 and also featuring Sarah Silverman in an amusing supporting role. 2.5 stars for the occasionally touching Marry Me. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time we're going to be welcoming again Jonathan Allen of NBC News, who has been covering the campaign intensely, particularly the attacks on Governor DeSantis. Have they been having an impact on his standing, on his viability? And what about DeSantis and Christie and their differing approaches to taking on Donald Trump? Chris Christie being incredibly hostile right now, and DeSantis preferring to ignore Trump and scoop up some of his supporters. Which is the better approach, the more effective approach? We will talk with Jonathan Allen about that. There's also a new magazine article saying Glenn Youngkin would be crazy not to jump into the race. And speaking of crazy, there is a new drug. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, Tranq-tainted drugs rot skin. Nurses treat xylazine wounds at home for users at the fringes of the healthcare system. What is going on? We will cover that as well. And also, reparations for black Californians. They've calculated it could top $800 billion in cost. Maybe too much for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.